Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast. We're back for Series 7. And as ever, with each new series, our club members reset and they've all been busy in the first few weeks of term getting things underway for this new series. We've got a few returning members and some children joining us for the very first time. So let's meet them.
Hi, I'm Aria.
I'm Lily.
And I'm Ezra.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Noah.
And we're in Year 4.
Hi, I'm Devare.
I'm Noah.
I am Harry T.
And I'm Harry J.
And we're in Year 5.
Hi, my name is Layla.
My name is Suri.
My name is Fiore.
And my name is Suriana.
And we're in Year 4.
Hi, I'm Imani, and I'm in Year 6.
Great to have them all on board, and here's what they'll be bringing you on this week's episode. Following on from last week's Special Olympic episode, we'll hear a report on the day Ryan Ragu spent in school with us, as well as some information on the Olympic Games. We have a preview of the upcoming Year 5 residential trip, plus we'll hear about the latest books in the library, some interesting animals, some top cars, and some cute names for pets. And our teacher interview this week is with one of our amazing TAs, Miss Williams. Let's kick things off with Layla and Fiore in Year 4 to tell us about T36 long jumper Ryan Ragu's visit to Manor Lodge.
Hi, I'm Fiore.
And my name is Layla.
And today we're going to tell you about Ryan Ragu, who came into our school on Monday the 22nd of April.
Ryan Ragu is a famous athlete who competed in the Paralympics because he has a medical condition called cerebral palsy.
Ryan Ragu came to our school and had an assembly about his life and how he became an athlete.
He first was a sprinter, but then he was a long jumper.
When he was a child, he was in a wheelchair and struggled to do some things on his own.
He also dreaded sports day, and he never, ever, ever wanted to be an athlete in his life.
When he came to secondary school, his teachers decided that he cannot play sports for the whole time.
How would you feel if you couldn't play sports for that long?
When he was in university, he wanted to try out sports because he never really did sports.
And surprisingly, he enjoyed it.
So he started training and was early and hardworking.
Eventually, he went into the Paralympics and he ran his first race and broke the record in the UK.
One day, his team and his coach got together and discussed that he had a higher chance at long jump than sprinting.
Once, when he did the long jump, his body went one way and his legs went the other, and he hurt his knee really badly.
So he can't play sports at the moment, and his doctors are still on the case of what happened.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Bye!
Now over to Suri and Suriana in Year 4 to tell us a bit more about the Olympic Games.
Hello and welcome.
My name is Suri.
And my name is Suriana.
Today we're going to tell you about the Olympics that are happening in Paris this year.
The Olympics happen every 4 years, which is every leap year.
There are loads of events like gymnastics, sprinting, long jump, and many more.
There are approximately 10,000 athletes in the whole competition, with
precisely 15.3 million visitors.
My favourite is the gymnastics event. It's so interesting to watch.
Mine is the sprinting event because I always love to find out who will come first.
There are 206 nations that compete in the Olympics.
Did you know that the first ever Olympics was in 776 BC and the modern one was in 1896?
Until 1912, the first place Olympic medals were made of solid gold.
Did you know at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics, medals contain part of gold electronics in an effort to make the games more sustainable? Japanese citizens are donating these materials by recycling their old devices.
Cool! I never knew that. And in 2012, London held the Olympics.
Thanks for listening to our part of the podcast. Bye!
Next, Imani in Year 6 has got some new additions to the library to tell us about.
Hello and welcome. My name is Imani and I'm here to tell you about the new books in the library. I spoke to Mrs. Strachan and these are the books for this term. Here, for the younger readers, we have Ned and the Great Garden Hamster Race by Kim Hilliard, and also from her we have Flora and Nora Hunt for Treasure, and finally, Mabel and the Mountain. These three stories are all about the power of friendship, kindness and believing in yourself. Who would not want to read this? Now, for our older readers, these are the books we have. The Firefighter's Kitchen by Holly Webb, Featherlight by Peter Banzel, Black Hole Cinema Club by Christopher Edge, Winner Takes Gold by Eloy Smith, and by M.A. Bennett, The Butterfly Club, including her four amazing books, The Trip to the Moon, The Mummy's Cruise, The Mona Lisa Mystery, and finally, The Ship of Dune. And now, our last and final book is all about the ocean, our environment, and plastic. Is See Inside Why Plastic is a Problem by Lizzie Cope and Matthew Oldham. That's all for today. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Bye.
The Year 5 children are very much looking forward to their residential trip to Trian Outdoor Education Centre in Wales in a couple of weeks' time. So here are Dabare, Noah and both Harrys to preview the visit.
Hi, I'm Harry T.
Hi, I'm Dabare.
Hi, I'm Noah.
And I'm Harry J. Today we are telling you a preview of our Year 5 residential to Wales.
We are going to Trian Outdoor Centre and we are going to have lots of fun.
We are going for 4 nights and are going caving, rafting and other really fun activities. It will be in Wales.
This is our schedule.
We wake up and eat breakfast at 7.30. At 7.50, duty group get ready to serve for breakfast.
At 8 a.m. we have breakfast.
At 9 a.m, Trevon staff meet with visiting teachers.
At 9.15 a.m, Trevon staff brief us.
At 10 a.m, young pupils get kitted up.
10.30 a.m. to 4.30 p.m. activity.
At 4.30, we return to centre and put your things away.
4.30 to 6 o'clock is showers and free time.
At 6 o'clock, we have dinner, which is homemade soup, a main course and a dessert.
7.30 evening activities.
9 o'clock, get ready for bed.
9.30 is bedtime, so don't let the bed bugs bite.
We are really excited for our trip.
And we can't wait to get going.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Remember to like, rate, subscribe and tell your friends.
Now we have Nate in Year 4 to tell us about some interesting animals.
Interesting animals. Axolotl. In 2020, the axolotl was nearly extinct. It lives near freshwater lakes, Lake Xochimilco and Lake Chalco in Mexico. It can regenerate its brain and heart as well as any other part of its body. Cheetah. The cheetah is the fastest land animal and can run up to 104 kilometers per hour. The cheetah is endangered by habitat loss and poaching. They eat impala, springbok and gazelle. Sloth. There are two types of sloths, tree sloths and extinct ground sloths. Sloths are closely related to anteaters. Megatherium, also known as the giant ground sloth, lived in South America, whereas everyday tree sloths, like any rainforest. They may be lazy, but we need to save them. The great white shark is very big. The biggest female was 5.83 meters long. Great white sharks eat dolphins, seabirds, and smaller fish. As for what eats them, orcas, also known as killer whales. Sharks attack humans only 10 times a year globally. Seahorses. Seahorses live mainly in tropical water. The bigger seahorses are 35 centimeters long. Seahorses are fish, but they have skin instead of scales. Finally, giant pandas. They are a type of bear and only live in China. Leopards are a threat to giant panda cubs, but so are we. Deforestation is the act of cutting down forests, and many people do it. Giant pandas only eat bamboo. I hope I have encouraged you to look after our extraordinary animals. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast.
Thank you very much, Nate. A message echoed in this morning's fantastic assembly from RM. Next, Ezra and Noah in Year 4 have compiled a selection of the best cars.
Hello, my name is Ezra.
And I'm Noah.
And today we'll be telling you all about the top 10 cars in our opinion.
One. Lamborghini, it's a really fast car.
Number two, Ferrari, it's known for the prancing horse due to the famous yellow logo.
Number three, Bugatti, the rarest one is a 57 CS Atlantic.
Number four, Ford, Henry Ford invented this one on 16th of June 1903.
Number five, Volvo, it was founded in 1927.
Six, Tesla, its top speed is 175 miles per hour.
Number seven, Bentley, its logo is an iconic flying bee.
Eight, Mercedes, it was the first company to patent the automobile.
Number nine, the BMW. BMW stands for Bayerisch Motorin Werk. It was first made in Munich, Germany. I might have got the pronunciation wrong because I don't speak German.
10, Audi. Audi's full name is August Horsch Automobile Werk, GmbH.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Make sure to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Over to Aria and Lily in Year 4 now to give us some inspirational ideas for cute names for pets.
Hi, I'm Lily.
And I'm Aria.
Today we will tell you the cutest names for pets.
Cats.
Kit Kat.
Kitty.
Tiger.
Midnight.
Saber.
Saber.
And the most adorable one, Fluffy. Dogs. Dogs. Spotty.
Daisy.
Jelly Bean.
Waffle.
Muffin.
And the most adorable one, Doggy.
Guinea pigs and hamsters. Nibbles.
Piggy.
Bubbles.
Nugget.
Squeak.
Cookie.
And the most adorable one, Coco. Birds. Tweet.
Pip.
And the most adorable one, Flappy.
Thank you for listening and we hope you now have plenty of ideas.
Bye-bye.
And finally, we have our teacher interview for this episode. We welcome the wonderful Miss Williams to the podcast, and Lily and Aria in Year 4 are back with the questions.
Hello.
My name is Lily.
And my name is Aria.
Today we're going to do an interview to the amazing Mrs. Williams. What made you want to be a TA?
It fitted around the job I was doing, the other job I was doing at the time. I was a nanny. So it fitted around because I used to take the children I looked after to school, and I could come here and work, and then I could go home and pick them up.
Which school did you go to when you were young?
I went to, my secondary school was a school in Hertfordshire called Tring School, and my infant school was actually in Yorkshire, and it was called Kettlethorpe.
What was your favourite subject in school when you were little?
My favourite subject was actually PE. Loved PE.
What is your favourite subject in this school?
In this school? The favourite subject I like to see Mr Coggins' DT lessons.
How many years have you worked at Manor Lodge?
This is my 13th year.
What's the biggest change you've seen here?
Oh, there's lots. The biggest change, well, because I've seen the Year 6 building all be built, and then the amazing hub. And now the reception, so lots have changed since I've been here.
Is reception your favourite year to teach in?
Yes, I think it is.
What's your favourite sport?
My favourite sport? I love watching rugby.
Rugby.
What hobbies do you have outside of school?
I like gardening and I quite like sewing.
I like sewing. Tell us something about you that we might not already know.
Something that you don't know about me. When I did my training to work with children, I actually went to a private college and we were trained to be nannies. And some of my friends then went on to work for royals. So we were sort of trained to be nannies to the elite people.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time to answer our questions.
Thank you for interviewing me.
Bye.
Thanks very much to Miss Williams for taking the hot seat this week and to you all for listening. Well done to the children for all their contributions, including their music too. We had a piece created on GarageBand by Dabare as our intro music this week. And now to outro the show, here's Noah playing Seven Nation Army on the guitar.
Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.